The White House Report.
History is being made in the Trump era. The first African-American and African-American woman to head the Conservative Heritage Foundation, K. Cole James, has ascended to the top of the ranks there as president. I talked with her during a phone interview with reporters.
Today is really a very, very special day for me to look at the opportunity to take an organization that I've known and loved for so long and to expand its base and take it to places that it may not have been before or to constituencies that may not have heard our message. So I am excited about this and really, really looking forward to where we're headed.
President James, I would like to find out first, in the midst of the climate, the dissension, I guess you would say, within communities as it relates to the current state of politics, what do you think you will bring to the table to help ease those tensions, to be more of a unifying force, I guess you would say, and what are the key issues as it relates to communities that are disadvantaged?
I think what you can expect from me are several things. One, a spirit of optimism. I think that you can expect from me real answers to tough questions. I think that what you can look forward to is someone who has not studied issues coming out of communities of color, but I have actually lived them. When I look at conservative values and principles, I gravitate towards them not because I am sort of some policy wonk who just loves data research and analysis, all of which I do, by the way, but I am a conservative because of how they can affect and empower people and their lives. April, one of the definitions I've given of what is a black conservative, it's not deep, it's not complicated, it's not weird. It's someone who has the audacity to believe what their grandmother taught them. And I do. And I believe that those values can empower people's lives. So I hope that the message that comes through is one of inclusion, one of optimism, one of empowerment. And I hope that I can contribute to that tone in our culture and that tone in the policy debates. I honestly believe that we have real problems to solve, and that's what I'm excited about most. For me, it isn't power struggle. It isn't who's going to win. It's truly, how am I going to get education equality for kids around this country, and what policy best does that? For me, it truly is how to lift people out of poverty and give them a chance. And I sincerely believe that conservative values can and will do that. And by golly, if people are offended by the label conservative, I don't care what you call it. Let's call it common sense values. Let's do it. Let's help people improve their lives.
April Ryan, AURN News.